Police don't know a motive for those killings or why the youngest child was spared. On Wall Street, the Dow had 246 points, the Nasdaq adding 240. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday, still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
1819 News.
Well, on Tuesday of this week, the Alabama House will be voting on a piece of legislation that prohibits the instruction of gender ideology in public schools. HB 130 is sponsored by state lawmaker Mac Butler. It expands a state prohibition on teaching gender identity and sexual orientation from just grades K through 5th grade to all grades K through 12 in public schools. An amendment that included this prohibition to space camp counselors was voted down while the bill was in committee, but lawmakers plan on bringing that amendment back up on the House floor. Several conservative groups in Alabama are in favor of this bill, the Eagle Forum of Alabama, Alabama Policy Institute, and the Alabama Republican Party. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An elderly man who went missing from his home in Florence was found alive on Monday afternoon. 82-year-old Jimmy Butler has been missing for 2 days. He was found trapped in a ravine in the woods where he suffered minor injuries. Butler was then taken to Huntsville Hospital. A chase in Birmingham has landed one person in a hospital and the other in the custody of police. The chase began on Monday when the Homewood Special Operations Unit spotted drug activity occurring within a vehicle. The chase then started on Green Springs Highway and ended in downtown Birmingham. The passenger in the car told police upon his arrest that the driver pulled out a gun and shot himself after the car crash occurred. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. 334-223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Welcome into the program. Good afternoon, Montgomery, and for those of us joining us online, if you're finding us online, this is just a humble little talk show here in Montgomery, Alabama. We're small, we're not much, but we're getting there, and it helps to have great guests like we're bringing on now. It's always my pleasure to bring on the one, the only, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, how you doing today?
For a minute, I thought you were about to introduce Senator Tuberville, but yes, I'm doing well. Thank you.
I love having both senators on the program here, but I love how casual. Have you ever seen a member of the Senate or Congress just so casual about their title? He prefers to be called Coach, not Senator.
Wow. That's pretty cool. He would probably tell you that it took a lot more, and I say this with great respect for him, it took a lot more effort and perspiration to achieve the title of coach than to achieve the title of senator.
Oh, absolutely. And I always, some folks try to knock him during the campaign of he's just a football coach. I'm like, you try running a competitive program in the Southeastern Conference. You try to recruit with parents. Like, that's a heck of a job. You got to be at least a bit clever. So there's so much to get to today. I don't want to spend much time on this because it's happening by the minute. But where are we with the Trump legal matters? In particular, this trial is ongoing there in New York City. But I believe there's also stuff that's come out regarding the documents case. But from what you're seeing, what's going on with Trump and his legal issues?
Well, the jury is seated. The actual trial itself began yesterday with oral arguments by both sides. They were unremarkable. I mean, the government laid out a strong case and the defense attacked the case. The government's case is that this was a plot to mask two crimes. Use of these funds to pay off Stormy Daniels as an ordinary and reasonable business deduction, therefore cheating the state out of tax dollars, relatively small amount, but more importantly, the use of corporate funds to pay a campaign debt, which is absolutely prohibited under federal and New York state law. The defense argument is Trump was running a billion-dollar corporation with thousands of employees. He wasn't the bookkeeper. He didn't know how this stuff was recorded in the books, nor would anybody expect him to. And Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels have each given different versions in different forums than what you're going to hear here, so don't believe them. Standard opening arguments, each about 35 or 40 minutes in length. The first witness is David Pecker, who is the former owner and CEO of the National Enquirer, who is describing this long-running process that he employed at Trump's request and for compensation called catch and kill. So if a woman was threatening to reveal that she had intimate relations with Trump, and many of the women did threaten to reveal this, whether they actually had it or not is another story, but they threatened. Trump would pay David Pecker to send a reporter to this woman saying, look, we'll pay you X dollars for an exclusive. You got to sign a non-disclosure because you're just disclosing it to us. She signs the non-disclosure. They pay her X thousands of dollars for the exclusive. They write the piece up. She signs off on the piece, and then they kill it. They don't publish it. So there's no reporting of the allegation as well. This went on over and over and over again, according to David Pecker. And this is what happened with Stormy Daniels, except that Stormy was paid, according to Pecker, through Michael Cohen, whose payments were masked as legal expenses rather than as reimbursements for hush money. Bottom line is, if Trump had paid this hush money out of his own pocket, there would be no charges, no crime, no criminal case. That's where we are.
Oh, what a mess. What a sordid world, too. Though I'd imagine it's not just the Inquirer or the TMZ or the tabloid world that does catch and kill. I'd imagine this might be a fairly common practice with folks, say, in corporate media.
Well, that's a very interesting avenue that the defense may pursue on cross-examination to demonstrate that what Trump paid David Pecker to do was standard operating procedure. Now, listen, I don't know if Roger Ailes ever did this, but it'd be hard to believe that David Pecker was the only one who did it. On the Trump documents case, in an ordinary filing in opposition to one of the defense motions, the government revealed that they have a witness that they didn't identify who's still employed by Trump, who was the interface between Trump, the Trump Organization, and the National Archives.
Right.
And the National Archives begged Trump to return these documents. This employee begged Trump to return the documents. And instead of returning them, he moved them to a more secure area where the employee couldn't get his hands on them. Now, is this news? Well, it is news because it helps reinforce the government's argument that there was intent, that Trump knew exactly what he was doing. That's the news on these two cases. A guy immolated himself outside the courthouse on Friday afternoon. This was just, you can't make this stuff up. And the things he said before he died were absurd. Joe Biden and Donald Trump are on the same team. They're both trying to turn the country into a fascist state. And by the way, and this is the most absurd thing he said, and one of the more absurd things I've ever heard. The New York City school system is a front for the mafia.
What?
Yeah. I mean, this is just crazy. Well, and then he put so much lighter fluid on himself. The flames were so large and so hot that the police and the fire department couldn't even get to him in a quick period of time to save him. And he died a few hours later.
Yeah, I only saw one video. I'm glad I didn't see others. When it was happening live, we went to it on Fox. And you have to be disturbed, to put it mildly, to go out that way. I can't imagine a worse way to go. It seems like these events are bringing out the crazies more and more, which is always unfortunate. But
I haven't been down there. I understand downtown. And I understand it's a circus-like atmosphere, and I will go down. This is going to go on for 6 to 8 weeks, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, we'll see where all this goes. I just wanted to take your temperature, get the pulse of what's going on with those cases. Now, and a big conversation was started with a conversation between Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. And they said a lot of different things. Before I get to the serious one, I don't think I've ever asked you, what do you, in your humble opinion, think of all these UFO, UAPs that have now been actually put out by the government? What do you make of this phenomenon we see out there?
Well, I'm so skeptical of everything government does that for many years I believed there are UFOs and the government just doesn't want us to know about them. There may very well be some natural phenomenon explanation to them, or there may be life somewhere else that we don't know about. But what the government can't explain, it fears. And so it'll hide and lie. I would like to have heard Joe and Tucker talk about this. I suspect that they probably agree with me.
They agree on that front, but then they got into, like, what is this exactly? Tucker was like, this is the sort of stuff Ezekiel might have seen. And I'm like, well, that's a take. Then Rogan was talking about interdimensional beings, and who knows, or maybe it could be just technology the government has that hasn't been revealed. But it's one of the more fascinating stories that we still don't have answers to, but there is now pretty credible witnesses and pretty credible video out there that it shows something that we can't explain. So I don't think that conversation is over anytime soon. The other one that came up, and this is what really set off the right-wing commentary, is Tucker talking about how dropping the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were evil. And Tucker saying, I, in my side, defended this for years. It's evil what happened there. I've heard you make mention of this in our conversations, and I've had listeners go, what does the judge mean? So for folks who are used to the normal narrative that this was necessary to save millions of American lives, why actually was this unnecessary? Why was this an evil act, dropping those bombs?
Well, it was an act of mass murder. It was a war crime. It was the targeting of civilians. Didn't target the military, number one. Number two, if you're Catholic, you should be particularly offended because they aimed for a Catholic basilica. They missed the basilica, landed in the parking lot. But you're talking about nuclear weapons. So it doesn't matter if you're a few hundred yards off. Number three, Japan was within days of surrendering anyway. I mean, I've referred to Harry Truman, who had some merit as the worst man. If you measure deaths per second, the worst mass murderer in history, because of the dropping of these two bombs. In my opinion, he did it because he wanted to terrify his rival Joe Stalin and show old Joe what weaponry we had. Well, he could have done it on a deserted island rather than in a place where hundreds of thousands of people would be executed, evaporated, and maimed if they even managed to survive this. So I'm happy to hear that's what Tucker said. I know this is not a popular view, although just like the belief that FDR knew December 7th, 1941 was coming and knowingly looked the other way, the view on Harry Truman and dropping these two bombs that I've just articulated is becoming a lot more widely accepted.
Well, and you know, I'm working my way through a book called Human Smoke by a guy named Nicholson Baker. I'm only about a third through it, and for folks who don't know the book, it essentially tells the lead up, starting in World War One, but the lead up to World War Two, but in like tweet length newspaper missives or little anecdotes. And the story it's telling so far is that there were really no good guys, but the Nazis were just that bad. But it's very chilling of like what you see Churchill talking about, what you see Roosevelt talking about, what you see Stimson, the defense secretary at the time. Like, these were not, like, it's not a Marvel movie, I think, is the takeaway for me. And for folks who are interested, Scott Horton put out on Twitter X, and I retweeted, if you go to @TheJoeyClark, it's from libertarianinstitute.org, and it's just a bunch of quotes from, like, Curtis LeMay, from Robert McNamara, from Eisenhower, from Stimson, from, say, a lot of higher-ups who were leading American armed forces at the time. Chester Nimitz I'm looking at here. Like, and so if people want to read that, just go to my Twitter, look what Scott Horton's put together. And I guess it's a fascinating time to question everything. It's like all this stuff that you used to be put in the box by, like, say, National Review types. Americans can now have conversations like you and I are having. And I mean,
right.
I think it hurts people. It's difficult to listen to sometimes, but maybe it's for the good.
Well, I mean, we have a duty to know the truth as to how we got to where we are. We have a history of condemning certain presidents like Richard Nixon and idolizing others like Abraham Lincoln and FDR. Most of them were killers, and they killed to stay in office or prevent other people from doing more killing. And I don't want to get into, you know, theories of history.
Right.
But what Harry Truman did, if we had lost the war, he would have been hanged for.
Right. Now,
it was not a legitimate military venture. Just like firebombing Dresden was not a legitimate military venture. That slaughtered tens of thousands of innocents and reduced a great European city to rubble just to create a panic on the part of the Germans. These are not legitimate military maneuvers. They are war crimes.
Well, and I've got this quote in front of me. I want to read it to the audience. Judge, you've probably heard this before. This is, at the time, he was a lieutenant colonel, later Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara. Quote, LeMay, speaking of Curtis LeMay, LeMay said, if we'd lost the war, we'd all be prosecuted as war criminals. And I think he's right. He, and I'd say I, were behaving as war criminals. LeMay recognized that what he was doing would be thought immoral if his side lost. But what makes it immoral if you lose and not immoral if you win? And it's chilling, let's just say, with the outbreak of war around the world. I know you cover that a lot on your show, Judging Freedom. I always love hearing, especially like Colonel McGregor, for instance. But who do you have coming up this week on Judging Freedom?
Well, yesterday I had three of my biggest superstars. I had Colonel McGregor, Scott Ritter, and Professor Jeffrey Sachs coming up before the week is out. I have John Mearsheimer and Max Blumenthal. Today I have Karen Kwiatkowski, Matt Ho, and Kyle Anzalone. Kyle is from EMAWAR.com, who jumps in when, along with Connor Freeman, when Scott Horton, of whom I'm a big fan, is not always available. Scott is finishing a 600 or 800 page book. Every time I ask him, it's got another 100 pages to it. So he's trying to conserve his time. But I love those guys. EMAWAR.com is something I read first thing every morning.
Well, and I appreciate your time here every Tuesday. And I guess until next week, I really appreciate
it. You got it, my man. All the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, folks, that's Judge Andrew Napolitano. Always great having him here on the program. And what interesting times we live in. And, you know, think what you will about Tucker Carlson and all the stuff he's saying, but I love watching the man live free. I love watching him be free of that corporate media complex that he worked in for so long. And I would say the same of Judge Andrew Napolitano. It's amazing watching his show grow, Judging Freedom, and it's amazing to watch, well, him live free, again, be free of these older structures. Is everything we say on these airwaves, everything, you know, even the people I love like Judge Knapp or Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or, you know, take your pick, anybody you love, even maybe even Donald Trump. Is everything they say always 100% right? No, because some of these things we ponder are very difficult questions. And the answer in isn't always all that easy to see. But thank God we now have a little bit of freedom to speak our minds as we wish. Though, of course, the more people do that, the more there is going to be pushback by the petty tyrants and outright authoritarians that have always existed in human society. In fact, today there is a big stink over Elon Musk again and his X platform putting out videos of a knifing terrorist attack that occurred in Australia. Australia, the government there of Australia, said Elon must take this down. And so what Elon did is they complied with Australia. They said if you're on Australia and you're on Twitter or you're on the X platform, you ain't going to see that video. The Australian authorities then said, no, that's not enough. You have to take it down for the whole entire world. That's a bridge too far. But they're not dumb, because I think the Australian authorities or anybody somewhat wise knows you can get things like VPNs. And so it'll look like when you go on the internet that you're not in Australia, you're in the United States. It's like, you know, this conversation's been going on about, you know, pornography and porn websites. I think Texas passed a pretty stringent one. Well, there are technological get-arounds. I think so much of the fight for freedom, those are just two little examples, but so much of the fight for freedom is not about who you vote for, necessarily. It's part of it. But I think that gets overblown. It's more a technological game of cat and mouse. And so if the mice get smarter, we got to build a better mice trap. And then they'll probably get smarter again and adapt. And on it goes. It's not just about decrees from governments, but it's about the tools and means of living. And there are incredible people making incredible things happen every day, despite the sound and fury of our usual politics. You know, on the question of dropping the atomic bomb, I think both things can be true. I think you can genuinely believe that it was necessary. Now, maybe the record doesn't show it if you look at the top commanders at the time and what they thought. But you can believe that. There are a lot of Americans who still believe that. There are a lot of Americans who had family members who were able to live the rest of their lives. Purple Hearts being passed out early in anticipation of the invasion of the island of Japan. You can think that. But does it not still somewhat trouble that inner voice, your conscience, when you think about people praying at a church and the bomb goes off 300 yards away? And you could point to all the awful atrocities committed by the Japanese, committed by the Nazis. The point is, even if you're the victor in the war, and you better be, you don't get out cost-free. Nobody does. Nothing is free in this life. There's always a price to be paid. But especially when you're talking about total war, even if you win, even if you're justified in your winning, you don't get out cost-free. And I ran across a clip from Oppenheimer, and I believe this is an old CBS interview, where he essentially expresses what I'm talking about. That he thought the dropping of the bomb was necessary. And yet he doesn't exactly seem like a man at peace at the same time. So actually, before we hit this break, let's watch or listen together. Again, this is Oppenheimer being interviewed in 1965 about the dropping of the atomic bomb. Let's listen in.
Looking back now, do you think that our country's use of the bomb was necessary?
I believe that the view, which I learned from many, but above all from General Marshall and from Colonel Stimson, the Secretary of War, the view that they had, that we would have to fight our way to the main islands, and that it would involve a slaughter of Americans and Japanese on a massive scale, was arrived at by them in good faith, with regret, and on the best evidence that they then had. To that alternative, I think the bomb was an enormous relief. The war had started in 39. It seen the death of tens of millions. It seen brutality and degradation, which had no place in the middle of the 20th century. And the ending of the war by this means, certainly cruel, was not undertaken lightly. But I am not, as of today, confident that a better course was then open. I have not a very good answer to this question.
Dr. Oppenheimer, nevertheless, with all the rationalization, with all the inevitability of the decision that history demonstrates to us, you and many like you, who brought the bomb into being, still seem to suffer, may I say, from a bad conscience about it. Is that true, sir?
Well, I don't want to speak for others because we're all different. I think when you play a meaningful part in bringing about the death of over 100,000 people and the injury of a comparable number, you naturally don't think of that as with ease. I believe we had a great cause to do this, but I do not think that our consciences should be entirely easy at stepping out of the part of studying nature, learning the truth about it, to change the course of human history.
Again, that was Oppenheimer in 1965. It's a complicated question. And though I'm glad the question and the debate is raging, I truly am, when you look at the level of debate sometimes and you look at how everybody rallies behind their team, sometimes I worry there's not a lot of nuanced thinking going on. But the part that chills me the most about that is when you realize, when the men who made those decisions realize this is what we're going to do, that they start thinking, well, it was inevitable. How much choice do you have? Careful with that thinking. Because when awful, destructive acts seem inevitable, well, that's what's going to happen. Doesn't have to be too truly self-fulfilling. That said, cheer up, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And views in the afternoon. Of course, we're calling it online now, Joey Clark Live. You can always go to YouTube, Joey Clark Live on YouTube, like and subscribe, that's the name of the channel, or at the Joey Clark on the X platform, or feel free to watch on Facebook or something like that. You know, this part of the show is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Josh and Leslie Wright are doing amazing work over there, and right now I'm looking at Dylan Rings' Instagram page, and so I'm looking at some samples of what they have, in particular these diamond cross pendants. Absolutely stunning. And so you can elevate your style with timeless elegance. They really are stunning. These are beautiful crosses, diamond encrusted, but different styles of crosses. Can be worn as a pendant, a symbol of your faith and your sophistication. Whether worn solo for a touch of sparkle or layered for a statement look, these radiant pieces can add a divine touch to any ensemble. Discover your perfect piece today there at Dylan Rings. And, of course, they have this great selection there, like these. Wow, that's amazing. The handiwork on that when you zoom in. Truly remarkable detail. They can offer you selection like this, or, of course, they can do custom design work for you, or repairs, appraisals. They do it all there at Dylan Rings. They are a full-service jewelry shop. Don't forget spa treatments, too. Your jewelry needs to be clean, just like you. So check them out today. You can always go, again, to DylanRings.com or look them up on the Book of Faces or Instagram. But I encourage you to stop by their showroom, 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey, that fellow on the radio, sent you. Tell you a little more about Dylan Rings a bit later in the show. You know, that book I was mentioning to Judge Napolitano, Human Smoke, one of the early anecdotes is Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt writing a letter to her friend, or making mention of something to a friend, saying, I have to go to this party later tonight. I don't want to go to one of these parties, though. I'd rather be hung than go to this party. Then she finishes off, why would you rather be hung dead than go to a party like this? She's too many Jews. And as we're seeing what's happening on American college campuses, Americans, in my humble opinion, have every right to assemble in protest and to be pretty obnoxious, even ugly and evil in their speech. But when it starts to get to a point when it's not just a protest saying rowdy, nasty, yes, evil things, it rises to the level of you are blocking entrances. You're threatening people's lives. Heading towards a dark chapter in American history if this continues. And today you have both senators here in Alabama speaking up about this, both Tuberville and Britt condemning what is happening, especially what we're seeing coming out of Columbia. So both Tommy Tuberville and Katie Britt came out forcefully to condemn the recent wave of anti-Israel protests popping up at universities around the nation. For days at prominent college campuses across the United States, students and others have gathered in protest against Israel in the escalating hostilities in the Middle East. I believe Israel is now working with Egypt and the United States to try to create an evacuation plan for Rafah. They're still going to go in. They're trying to build out a million-person camp, essentially, to get more and more folks out of Rafah to take on the last brigades that Hamas has there in that major city. So the war ain't over. But at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, dozens of protesters were apprehended by police Monday morning after blocking traffic. Similarly, at Columbia University in New York City, hundreds of protesters also blocked traffic and set up a campsite. After hundreds of students were arrested for the campsite, students from other universities and others set up another encampment to protest their arrest. Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq announced on Monday that the school would cancel all in-person classes while denouncing anti-Semitic language and intimidating, harassing behavior. An Israeli professor at the Columbia School of Business claimed he was prohibited from entering the campus since police could not guarantee his safety. Tuberville responded, showing disgust that these actions took place on the Jewish holiday of Passover. He also had Senator Katie Britt weighing in, saying in part, this is no place on American college campuses or anywhere on U.S. soil. The Senate should immediately pass the Stop Anti-Semitism on College Campuses Act and Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. It's time for the Senate Democrat majority to decide whether it stands with the radicals on the far left, or with the Jewish people. Now, you have other senators beyond Tuberville and Britt, I believe Tom Cotton and Josh Hawley, calling for the National Guard to be sent into some of these places. Again, we're heading into dark times here, folks. And the more you read history, especially what happened in the 20s and 30s of the last century, makes you wonder, are we repeating it all over again? But it won't happen exactly how it happened before. History doesn't exactly repeat, but it does rhyme. And there seems to be a darkness descending over this country. The more we rely on politics and political posturing to solve our so-called problems, there's got to be another way. But again, you know, cheer up. Now, you know, I've had people, you know, you're from Alabama, what, inbred? Alabamians been called all sorts of names, with the hookworm and incest belt of the country. But then I saw this senator from Australia. And I'm like, well, they call Alabamians inbred. Look at this specimen right here. She's talking about Elon Musk and the fact that he doesn't want to censor the entire world. Like, access from people all around the world to particular videos because the Australian government said so. So her response is...
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour.
What an inbred, ugly, ugly woman.
And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed.
Oh!
And the sooner that we can bring rules in...
So not only inbred, you're a tyrant.
...or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has, because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
So she calls on jailing people for not, you know, giving in to government censorship. But she's the one with the social conscience. No, I think you're just a criminal, lady. I don't care how many people you convinced to vote for you in Australia, that backwater. And again, I say that advisedly as an Alabamian. But that's absurd. And that's a perfect example of governments all over the world and people that are in office all over the world, on the right and the so-called left. That they want the power, they want the control, and if you don't bow to their wishes and whims, you're the one without a social conscience. Well, I don't know about a social conscience, but we have a thing called a conscience. We also have a thing called a mind, and my conscience tells me that I should be willing to die for the freedom to believe what I want, say what I want, and yes, watch what I want. Even if you find it horrific.
On it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed.
The bloke. No, I can't do an Aussie accent, but probably to my credit. Inbred, ugly.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk,
I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. A report by the American Chamber of Commerce in China says its simmering tensions between Beijing and Washington remain the top worry for U.S. companies operating in China. The survey of American firms finds inconsistent and unclear policies and enforcement, rising labor expenses, and data security issues are other leading concerns. Wall Street opened modestly higher this morning. The market's preparing to digest another heavy slate of corporate earnings. General Motors rose 4.2% after the automaker reported that first quarter net income rose more than 25% on strong deliveries of pickup trucks and other higher profit vehicles. JetBlue shares tumbled more than 10% after the airline posted another decline in sales and lowered its revenue outlook for the year. About a third of the companies in the S&P scheduled to report earnings this week. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The cool days and nights are fading. Let the warm-up begin. We've got a nice string of days ahead. Sunshine, a little warmer today with a high temperature up to about 77. Clear skies, not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. I think we're near 80 on Wednesday. Low 80s Thursday with more sun. Back to the middle 80s Friday and Saturday. Still dry and mostly sunny. And not much change on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark Live. You can watch the show, and like all these video clips we play, Of course, you can go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube or at the Joey Clark on Twitter X, or just search my name on the Book of Faces. And if you want to get in on the show, it's 334-272-9228. That's 272-9228. Now, apparently, there, and this is a top story at 1819 News, Limestone Correctional Warden and wife, and they look the part, like right out of central casting of what a Limestone County warden and wife would look like, folks. Well, they've been arrested for manufacturing psilocybin mushrooms at home. Now, I'll admit, in full disclosure, when I was in college, we did that. But we weren't, like, manufacturing them to go sell it all around Auburn. It was like, no, let's get the spores for research purposes, and let's, slowly use them ourselves. And it took several months. So I'm wondering, what did they do to manufacture? But apparently the guy's name, the warden, is Chadwick Crabtree. His wife, Melissa, been arrested and charged with manufacturing psilocybin mushrooms on Friday. The Alabama Department of Corrections, Law Enforcement Services Division, ALEA, SWAT, and Limestone County Sheriff's Office executed a search and arrest warrants at the Crabtree home. According to ADOC, both were taken into custody without incident, transported to the Limestone County Jail. They were charged with unlawful possession of marijuana, unlawful possession of a controlled substance, manufacturing of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Court documents list psilocybin mushrooms as the drugs the Crabtrees are accused of manufacturing. Crabtree has been placed on mandatory leave. Yeah, without pay. No kidding. LESD agents also executed a search warrant for Crabtree's office at Limestone. The investigation is ongoing. I want to know, were these just like some hippies that were, you know, the warden's got a past and he likes psychedelics and they were doing it for self-use? Or were they like pumping them into prisoners or something like that? I want to know how weird this story gets, because this is just a brief write-up, and I appreciate Craig Monger doing that, but it's their lead story, and I think it's because it's so bizarre. You're the warden there and all of a sudden you get caught for psychedelics. I don't know. I think the game is changing on psychedelics, folks. More and more people using them for therapy the right way. I maintain that, you know, these things were being studied before the war, before World War II, and even studied after the war. And the whole counterculture hippie thing, it became like Timothy Leary. It became like, oh, this is a way for us to go. We're not like those people. And these drugs became more of this sort of new agey party drug. And I think what happened through that process is these very powerful substances became abused. And I don't just mean like people took too much. I mean, they became like used for just recreation and fun, where it could be used. We're seeing now with ketamine treatments that people are, there's some in Birmingham, people in Atlanta helping them with depression or trauma they've been through. There have been amazing studies at Johns Hopkins with psilocybin when it comes to people that say have received a diagnosis that they're going to die, like they're terminally ill. And a lot of folks, some better than others, don't take the prospect of death very well. They found that folks who have these terminal diagnoses are now more at peace with their life, more at peace with themselves, and facing the prospect of death after in a guided, controlled experience going through it. There other studies have found this is the best way for smoking cessation, like to stop smoking, that if you have what they call like a God experience, like you feel like you met God or you're one with the universe, like you're over the top and you go in saying, I want to stop smoking, people will leave that situation. They'll never smoke again. And years later will still maintain that was one of the most profound moments of their life. So I'm not saying I have all the answers or that the science or experts do, but that's something incredibly powerful there. And it's a shame it's taken so long to, put our arms around this incredible substance. That said, I look at the pictures of these folks and I don't think they're using it for therapy. It's just, maybe I'm judging a book by its cover, but I don't think they're using it for therapy. 272-9228, again, if you want to hop in on the program. This part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, well, men, you know, two things can happen as we get older in life. You can have erectile dysfunction. ED is a real thing. or low testosterone, which actually might be the underlying problem to your bedroom issues. And these are not things that are, you know, you should deny, put off, be ashamed about. And it's certainly not something to wait to get fixed. Yeah, guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. And the reality is, pills often quit working and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. Did you know there are actually studies now, folks, that show that men will be more irritable and argumentative just before bed, just to avoid failing at intimacy? They don't want to go through it. So if you're lacking motivation, energy, and drive, including a loss of sex drive, you're always tired, feel like you're walking through life in a fog, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating some of these issues. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health, to help you out, will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido. And you can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. Do we have somebody here?
We do, but I don't know how to do hold.
Okay, just hit the green one.
The green one? This one?
That one, yep. Okay. All right. And who is it?
It's Hair of the Dog.
Hair of the Dog? Hair of the Dog? Eric the Dog? Who is this?
It's Eric the Dog.
Yes. I'm not even going to reveal what's going on. This is too much fun.
Right. I was having fun myself.
How you doing, man?
Doing all right. I wanted to go take one of those mushroom things, but I don't smoke, so if I go and take it, does that mean I'm cured of smoking?
Well, you said mushroom
thing like it's a pill. I don't. Does it come in pill form, or do you have to eat it?
There's some pills, or they're like dried out actual mushrooms, teas. Yeah.
Yeah,
tonics.
This is a learning process for me. Well, you said weed.
Well, if you're going to be in Montgomery, you got to know your drugs. That's just how it goes.
Well, I just got back to Montgomery, so that's news for me.
And that's the voice of Susan Woody, folks. Hey, Susan.
Hey, Joey. I'm just filling in this afternoon for Rosie with Greg, and I'm having to learn the process here. So Joey is nice enough to let me sit in and fumble my way through until I get used to this phone thing.
No, it's all good.
Well, it'll be all right. The people that call in here really don't care.
I know.
You can hang up on them a few times, they'll call back. They just don't think it's funny.
I just might do that. Well, the cool thing is, Joey just growed up. Joey was just a boy when I left. He's now a young man.
He was just a boy.
He was.
Yeah, well, what?
How old were you 9 years ago?
I was 24.
Well, there you go. See, I told you.
Or 26. However it is, I don't do math. Don't make me do math on air.
And now he's a young man.
Math, okay. Math, bad.
He's articulate and knowledgeable. I'm impressed.
I'm 50 pounds heavier.
But still handsome, I might say, ladies.
Oh, my.
Oh, honey.
I'm telling you.
Look out there.
No, not a cougar any longer. I told Greg he's going to have to lose some of those sound effects.
Yep.
I'm not
you
that cougar.
You know how to encourage him, don't you?
No. We're looking for an old cougar now. If you can find an old cougar sound effect, you know, like, that might work.
Oh, you're just
What is going on right now?
Eric's making sound effects. We'll get those later.
I was trying to help her out.
I think you got a bad batch of mushrooms, man. Those sounds coming out of you. Don't look in the mirror for too long.
What if you say Candyman three times while you do it? Flip the lights off. Does that work?
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I'll